This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
All right, big stuff cooking as usual on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen along with Michael Harrison, who's here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. We have a special program planned for you this week. Instead of doing the top 10 stories and the overview of the top people, Michael and I have decided we're going to talk about the top 10 movies for this past week. And as a result of that, we'll probably focus on the Money Monster, Nice Guys. You've seen that, right, Michael?
I haven't seen any movies this week. I'm in big trouble. I had no idea we were doing a special.
Oh, my God. You didn't get the memo?
No, I had no idea.
Damn. So that means we have to do the same stuff that we usually do then.
All right, with that.
Oh, shucks. I thought you got the memo, and you were going to be ready and willing and able to talk about the Angry Birds movie.
I'd have to go on YouTube and see the trailers.
Yeah. Do you do any video games? I'm trying to picture you in a...
Occasionally, yeah.
Do you really?
Video games are a part of my life. I don't play them as much as I used to, but I was one of those people that were hanging around arcades in the 70s, you know?
No kidding.
I used to leave my initials all over Southern California.
I just set a world record.
I'm not going to get into the details, but I just set a world record. A world record on a well-known pinball game.
Did you?
Yeah. I'm a pinball wizard.
I heard that. And there was a song about you, too, I think, wasn't there?
It wasn't quite me, but it was my grandfather.
What?
That song was about my grandfather.
Grandpa
Ebenezer Harrison, otherwise called Tommy.
Tommy Harrison.
It was Ebenezer Harrison.
I'm sure this is fascinating for the audience, but they'd probably really like to know what actually is going on in the world of news.
Well, let's do it. Here we go. The National Basketball Association Finals began, and the NHL Finals. They are hot and heavy, and it's good stuff. It's number 10. Number 9, the cause of death for music star Prince. At number 8, Brazil and Venezuela economic woes. 7 is the Zika virus. Number 6 is the UCLA murder-suicide. At number 5, Putin's NATO threats. Number 4, the battle against ISIS. At number 3, the Cincinnati guerrilla case. At number 2, the Hillary Clinton email investigation. And number 1 is the presidential race. Most talked about people at 10, we have our basketball stars Stephen Curry and LeBron James. Prince is at 9. William Klug and Manak Sarkar are at 8. Vladimir Putin, 7. Number 6 is Gary Johnson, libertarian candidate for president. Number 5, Bernie Sanders. Number 4, Brian Pagliano. Number 3, Barack Obama. Number 2, Hillary Clinton. And number 1, Donald Trump. And that's the way it stacks up this past week on news talk stations, just like the ones we're being broadcast to right now.
Okay, so now we can go back to the top movies of the week then, because we've taken care of what we're supposed to do here.
Well, something special happened in the movies this week?
What? Are you kidding? Every week there's something special happening. It just isn't the fact that everybody goes to see it. We have to wait and get it as a DVD at home, or however people do that stuff. You signed up for Netflix?
That's funny. I was off of Netflix for several years.
Really?
And it's like you read my mind. I signed up for Netflix this week.
Good for you. I have Meredith has it at her place, and so I'm watching things there. But I have a whole new sort of video setup here, and trying to figure out how to do this stuff with one of the. You know what? We should have as a subtext to what we do for the big stories that we should have a business list of the top 10 stories, so that with regularity I could dump on Verizon. Because that's my least favorite company in the world and my most favorite to want to. And we have bully pulpits here on the radio, so we can do what's necessary put people in their places. We could use our time for good here. Not that we aren't usually doing that, but...
Well, I mean, we could also abuse it for personal gain.
And
one should never use a bully pulpit like this to enact a vendetta against somebody else or some company because of private experiences.
So let's number nine. Let's get to the serious side of stuff, because that's really why we are here. The cause of Prince's death: the availability of street drugs. This guy was being followed by TMZ in and out of Walmart, Walgreens, and Rite Aids and CVS stores, looking to see if he could score some of this heroin type painkiller. And he didn't get it from a doctor. He got it from street vendors and died at 112 pounds. He's like, what, 5'1", 5'2"? But this guy had scheduled to see a drug counselor the next day. So he knew he had a problem, but he couldn't get off of it. And much of it apparently was caused by the pain he suffered from all of the antics, the splits and things that he did on the air. The guy wore high heels. And so, you know, the body couldn't take it anymore, apparently, and all the pain, he got himself hooked on these things, and it killed him.
You're covering a wide swath of territory here. Yeah. The opioids and prescription painkillers, and some painkillers that are not prescription, over-the-counter painkillers, can be addictive and are addictive in many ways, and this is a serious, serious issue right now.
Yeah.
In terms of the health column, you know, if we're going to talk about subjects, health.
Yeah.
This is a big problem in America and I guess around the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there are people who are severely addicted to drugs as if they were back alley heroin addicts.
Yes.
Who are everyday people getting
right.
them through everyday means.
When responsible term, people, big jobs sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You use the term street drugs. I was a little bit misled by that. I think of street drugs is like, you know, buying heroin from some guy in an alley. We're talking about stuff you can get at, you know, the drugstore. Is that what you
mean? And you can get from a disreputable doctor. Look what happened to Michael Jackson. That's why he died. Same sort of thing. Mm-hmm. He was being prescribed these drugs. I guess I don't, maybe I'm not sophisticated enough with this stuff, Michael, in terms of street drugs, because I know that this guy, the Prince, was getting things on, sort of, quote unquote, on the street from people that would, you know, they.
Well, once it goes past the point where you can't legitimately do it through prescriptions and doctors and normal means that a everyday person, then street drugs means you're getting it illegally on the street as opposed to legally through a store or a doctor.
Yes.
So,
okay.
So that's Prince was addicted to drugs that anybody could be. We hear stories about celebrities going in for detox.
Yeah.
In the celebrity world, it's rampant, but it's also rampant in the non-celebrity world.
Have you ever known anybody who was hooked to drugs badly that you were so excited to work
with? Oh, gosh. And anybody who says no doesn't know their people. If you have more than five friends, you know, you probably know somebody who's got a problem.
Really?
And I threw that statistic out there in conversation. That's not based on any research or anything. I'm just trying to say a significant number of people in everyday society do have a drug problem.
And more, it would seem, all the time. And people say that that's the problem of recreational marijuana, that it's going to bring people around into all of these situations that are unhealthy, horrible, in fact.
No. Well, that's possible, but marijuana, ironically, is not as powerful as some of the drugs that are out there and easy to get that we don't think of as, you know, recreational drugs. We think of them as medicine, and that's where the problem is. I mean, marijuana is what it is.
Okay, so here's something to think about in terms of this, what you just said, because it piqued my interest, the drug business. Look at the amount of money that's spent to advertise on radio and television these drugs, and they spend 15, 20 seconds telling you why you should take the drug and 40 seconds telling you why you shouldn't, and that's required by... And apparently the advertising is so strong that there's more and more of it all the time. More.
Yeah. Well, big pharma and big money, you know, go together.
Yeah.
And, the advertising of drugs... And, you know, go tell your doctor to prescribe this. See if it's right for you. Here's a million reasons why it's not. But it'll make you...
I
love the audio fine print. You know, can cause constipation, cancer, death, blindness, lack of hearing, irritable bowel and irritable personality, and suicide.
But it could be for you and change your life for the better.
Right. They go from da to da to da, you know.
And you don't think the doctors are compensated boys and girls, the doctors are often compensated for prescribing a particular drug from the drug companies. That's just the way it works.
So that I don't know. Do you believe that? You think they get kickbacks?
Yes, I do.
Yep.
Well, I happen to know that that's been the case. Not always, but it's like, remember, the DJs used to get kickbacks for playing the right records.
Well, that
same
was illegal.
Thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, excuse me. I forgot about that. 16 past the hour, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine with the top stories of the week in the News Talk Radio world. I'm Doug Steffen. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. You just port your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
When you need it, spend a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Golbon pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Golbon has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Golbon with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Brookdale. For the last 30 years, an emphasis on physical health has been a popular topic. With a variety of exercise workouts and discussions about proper diets, staying in tip-top shape is an important part of life as we age. And while physical fitness is certainly essential for good health, the health of one's brain is often an afterthought. In efforts to encourage brain health, Brookdale Senior Living, the nation's largest operator of senior living communities, has created a brain health program called Know Your Brain, Grow Your Brain, Flex Your Brain for its residents. Carol Cummings, RN, BSN, Brookdale.
The Brain Health class includes four sessions designed to give you an overview of the brain and guidelines for keeping it healthy for a lifetime. There are also projects to engage the brain in novel and complex activities in a fun and challenging way to exercise your brain.
For more information on your brain health, tips, and exercises, visit www.brookdale.com.
All right, the countdown continuing. Michael and I going through this list here. The Zika virus and what's going on in South America, number 8 and number 7. The Zika virus in the oil industry creating woes there, Michael, it looks like. Would you go to the Olympics? If somebody gave you a free ticket, would you go?
In Brazil?
Yeah.
No. A free ticket? No, I wouldn't. That wouldn't be enough to get me to go to Brazil, a free ticket. But yeah. But no, I don't think I would want. I'm very plugged into what's going on in Brazil. I have family there.
Do you?
And I get daily reports from the street of what's happening in Brazil, and it's pretty awful.
Is it just because of Zika?
No. No, not at all. The problem in Brazil is a problem of corruption and economic results of corruption.
How the heck did they ever get the Olympics there? Is that maybe it was the corruption you were talking about? Buy their way in, because the Olympic Committee certainly is capable of that. 21 after the hour on this week's Countdown.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. 23 after the hour. This week's countdown, a service of the Good Day program and the folks at Talkers Magazine. It's at talkers.com. The list is at talkers.com. You can also find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there. Keys to the Kingdom of Conversation with all the news that goes about. You love this format. That's why you're listening to the program. And Michael is the guru of it. As such, we ought to spend a few minutes on the number six item this week, the murder-suicide at UCLA. I will tell my personal story, and then we try to figure out what it is that motivates somebody like this. I suppose that's worth some time, because a lot of people were talking about that. My daughter is a professor of English literature at UCLA. Her husband is also a professor of English literature at UCLA. My daughter was teaching a class on Wednesday morning when this situation developed. She could hear the shots in her classroom. She had 30 or 35 students in a seminar, and they were finishing because it was the last day of classes for the semester, for the session. And so these classrooms, it's a U-shaped sort of, have you ever been on the campus, Michael? Sort of a U-shaped campus with the hospital, the Reagan Hospital, and the engineering department sort of down on the other side of the hill. But the library where they thought there were some shots, and the back side of the English department abuts this other. So anyway, the bottom line is my daughter is there in the thick of it, and what it is that we do when we hear these things, we react. Everybody's calling. The lines are all jammed. You can't get to L.A. because people are calling and say, are you okay? Even if you live in San Bernardino, people say, oh, it's pretty dangerous there in Los Angeles, isn't it? San Bernardino is 80 miles from Los Angeles.
Right.
But people in this silly thing about trying to connect to stories like this, when it's happening, it's college campuses everywhere, cities everywhere, all over the world, not just our country.
That's the way the news focuses on things. You know, when I lived in California, if there were mudslides 300 miles from my house, people would call, are you okay?
Yeah.
Because they put on CNN and they'd see mudslides, you know.
In California.
It looks like the entire state is burning down from, forest fires. And I can understand their concern, but,
Well, really?
It's a big world.
It's kind of foolish, isn't it? I mean, I find it foolish. Not that I wasn't concerned about my daughter. I was. We texted back and forth. She couldn't make any phone calls out. But what I found interesting was the process. They'd prepared for it. They had they have drills. The students were all locked into their rooms. They have an electronic gizmo The first 60 seconds, everybody's notified with a text that the school's on lockdown. They don't tell them why. And then 60 seconds later, they lock all the doors to all the buildings and lock all the windows electronically. So nobody can get in, nobody can get out. So Megan and her class finished. They sat on the floor. That's because they were told not to be visible through the big glass windows. So they sat on the floor and finished the seminar for the next hour and a half or so while the buildings were on lockdown. I mean, there's a certain sanity to that. The whole thing is insane, but there's a certain sanity to looking at it that way, don't you think?
Yeah, but I can't imagine continuing the lecture while sitting on the floor knowing the building's in lockdown.
Yeah, but they did.
I think we're coming up on a break. I won't start a story.
We got about a minute. Yeah, go ahead.
When I was a kid, when Kennedy was killed, they made an announcement over the loudspeaker. I was in French class. And then we all stood there stunned, and I remember the French teacher continued the lecture. He was numb, but he continued. And I remember in my little 13- or 14-year-old head saying, why is this doofus continuing the lecture when we're having a historic moment here and everybody's in shock? But he did the lecture.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
I mean, he didn't know what to do.
Numb to this stuff, or are we just becoming numb?
Well, this was back in Kennedy. Talk about numb.
We were numb then, yes.
We were freaked.
We were. I remember I was coming out of class, going to my locker. Library was open, and everybody was in watching the television set. It was 2-something or other in the afternoon. School had gotten up, and we all didn't leave. The buses went empty because everybody went to the library to watch what was going on in Dallas.
Right. If school's on lockdown, you know, what do you do? You don't know if a bullet's going to fly.
No. 28 past the hour here.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Counting down or counting up, just depends on your point of view. We started number 10 and go to number 1, but then interspersed in the conversation, the charts have their prickly points, and they also have their points of interest, depending on who you are, what your interests are. There's a place for everybody in here in terms of the issues. We're reviewing Michael Harrison and I. I'm Doug Steffen. Charts for the week of May 30th to the 3rd of June, first week of June, in essence. Summertime doesn't really have much impact. This stuff goes on 52 weeks a year. We do this program live every weekend to go through and figure out what it is that piques your interest. So we're talking about the situation at UCLA. I would rate that, if it was just in terms of my own interests, not this is not the general consensus. This is my own interest. Number one and or number two would be the UCLA murder, suicide, and or the Cincinnati guerrilla case. So let's talk about the guerrilla case and the various points of view. This brings up all kinds of issues, all kinds. You could spend hours and hours talking about this on the air, Michael, right?
Well, yeah, you can. It's interesting. I don't know if it's the most important thing we've ever talked about, but it certainly is the third most talked about thing on the radio.
Well, how do we judge? What everybody's different. So for me, it's very important because I think that as human beings, we relegate ourselves to the top of the heap. But if you believe in God or supreme being or the force or whatever it is, all creatures, great and small. Remember that book?
Yeah. Well, how about the baby that was down there?
Yeah. I mean, well, I'm talking about in terms of what the gorilla represented, what he was doing. You didn't know what really he was doing. He sort of assumed he was going to do harm. So shoot the gorilla. Is that the right thing to have done?
I don't know. Yeah.
The baby was saved. You think it was the right thing to do?
Well, if you had a gun and there was a baby with a big gorilla and the gorilla's dragging the baby around, what would you do?
Well, I don't know enough about it. I probably would have done the same thing.
Are you kidding me? No. You wouldn't save the baby at all costs?
Well, I don't know. The baby was in danger. There were a lot of people who looked at the video who were experts on gorillas said the baby wasn't in any danger at all. The gorilla was protecting the baby, in fact. But we don't know that, so first thing to do is shoot it. No. I mean, I understand why it was done. I don't know if it was...
Can you imagine had that gorilla killed the baby because they hesitated, because they were afraid that they would unjustly kill the gorilla?
Absolutely. Everybody.
Why does there have to be a blame or a right or a wrong in this? The tragedy is that the baby was in a situation where it could get killed. The baby could get killed. and that the gorilla wound up having to get killed. It's a tragedy on many levels, but the blaming the people they shouldn't have or they should have, well, come on. A baby or a gorilla? I mean, the gorilla is a fabulous creature. It's a sentient being. Uh-huh. We love the gorilla. We care about the gorilla. But gorilla versus human baby? Hey, if the baby were in the hands of a predatory human, I'd shoot
the human. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's the occasion for it.
Hello. If we're talking,
I'm talking in general terms, yes, about how we disrespect the animal kingdom.
Well, that's another issue attached to this. Should we have gorillas in cages or in enclosures? Should we have zoos? This is an interesting story. This is an interesting aspect. You know, whether or not zoos are the epitome of evolved thinking or how we act as a species on this planet at this time in our evolution or our spiritual development, however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
You know, we have to look at how we treat animals, definitely. But don't you agree that that's a bit of a separate issue than the actual
news event? Oh, I think there are tons of issues here that are connected to this. Why the parents were not, or the mother was not responsible for her baby, no matter how many babies she has. I'm tired of listening to people. Well, she had four babies. Okay, so what do you want from me? You had the charge. I didn't ask you to have four babies. Yeah, I didn't ask you to bring them to the zoo. You brought them all to the zoo. Couldn't control them all. Little four-year-old kid squeezes his way through the bars, gets down there. The zoo's accountable for this. Why? The zoo never had a four-year-old before. They don't know how big four-year-olds are. They're wandering around. Well, four-year-olds aren't supposed to walk about. So, well, you know what? They did, they do, and they will. So you're responsible.
Yeah, well, yeah, but, you know, that's a whole issue of parents not looking out for their kids.
Right.
I see it all the time. Don't you see sometimes a parent with kids and the kid looks like the kid's going to do something very dangerous and the parent doesn't seem to care and you don't want to stick your nose in, and yet you feel compelled to, like, you know, hey, your baby is wandering into traffic, jerk, you know.
Yeah.
That's a whole other thing. So this is a great story for radio. It's also a great story for us to take stock of where we stand as a society and as people on a number of issues. All I'm saying is, if you're hosting a discussion or moderating a discussion like that, keep the issues separate when they don't necessarily relate. And to say that maybe they shouldn't have shot the gorilla because gorillas shouldn't be in cages is to miss the point that the gorilla is in a cage and there's a baby in there with it, and the gorilla weighs 10 times as much as the baby and could kill the baby in a second, even trying to be friendly.
Yes, correct. That's issue number one of four or five. And so
exactly.
You take them, that's the number one issue, the way a human being would deal with that. But then let's get into these other things. Why was the baby in there? Because the parents were irresponsible.
Yes.
Okay, why is there a wide enough hole in the fence for a baby to get through? That's another issue. And then, you know, what is the gorilla's life all about? Why are they in captivity? Yet another issue. And so it goes on and on. It's a perfect conversation piece for a good, thoughtful host.
Yes, and that's why. And that's why, with all the stuff going on in the world with the ISIS and NATO and murders and Zika and drug problems, that it's right in there in the middle of the presidential race. As one of the top topics, because it is of great human interest, it's of great sociological interest, scientific interest, and legal interest.
Did you see this 42-inch fence? They're supposed to redo it, what they did with this new barrier. Did you see pictures of that? How ridiculous it all. They've got rope and netting at the bottom of it, and they've got wood beams across the top. Like, that's going to keep somebody from climbing in there? These people are going to be deranged to think that that's going to fix the problem. It's just, it reminds me of the TSA, you know, theater. There's nothing to be done by the TSA. They don't do a damn thing. Except this is a make-work job for a bunch of people in the United States, keeping from going on welfare, that's all. And they harass people and make it more difficult to get on the plane. That's the only thing it's good for, as far as I'm concerned. And maybe the same can be said, you can pull something like that out of this, the theater of putting up this new fence and then say, oh, look what we did. You didn't do anything.
That's closing the barn door after the horse escapes. You know, that's a common sense.
Or in my farm, it's the cow escaping.
The cow. Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, but that's what it comes down to. It's, you know, we've got to do something about this. Well, it may not happen again for 100 years. You should have done something before.
Yeah.
But zoos, you know, I've always been troubled by zoos. Our role on this planet with other animals, with other species, is definitely something that we have to
That was
examine.
What I was thinking about before. Who made us in charge? Where'd that come from?
Well,
who put us in charge?
This is a very, very sensitive and deep and complicated issue. Who put us in charge, you know? That one, that's a button. You could press that one. Who put us in charge? Well, according to the Bible, God put us in charge. According to some
according
other people.
According to the Bible, all of God's creatures are the same and to be treated with respect.
You can find something for every point in the Bible.
Yes, of course.
But the point is, even science says we're in charge. Have you heard a thing called survival of the fittest, Darwin's theory of evolution? You know, it's our birthright as humans to be the top of the food chain until somebody else comes along and knocks us off.
Right. Yeah.
That's nature's way.
That'll be gorillas. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen going through the topics, the stories, the things that are on the minds of millions and millions of people who are listening to great news talk radio stations like the one you're listening to on this week's Countdown Overview. Continuing on the countdown, with a flair for the dramatic, I suppose. Sometimes I'm accused of that. Doug Steffen here with I'm looking at social media and the main topics that are driving Facebook this week. Food news at number 10, with a lot of fast food focus on the new chicken chain that's been proposed. Business stories, money stories, what's happening to the economy in South America. New books. Have you read a good new book? Can you get a book anymore? You got to use your Kindle to read books for the most part now. New films at number 7. Let's see here. Celebrity news, number 6. All the gossip about the Kardashians, etc. Some interesting religion stories. What the Pope is up to this week. Number 5 on Facebook. New software things at number 4. The news on Apple products. Holidays this past week. Television news and music news round out the top 10 on Facebook this week.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
An Oregon farm woman turns wheat into art. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota, where passion meets performance. Kubota can help you achieve more. Kubota, for earth, for life.
Get ready to make 2016 your best hay and forage season yet. With Kubota's full line of field-proven hay tools, including disc mower conditioners and BV Series round balers, you can take the art of stockpiling hay to the next level. For equipment that will perform season after season, look no further than Kubota. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing going on now. For all your hay tool needs, we are Kubota. This is what we do.
Linda Bisnett got the idea for making decorative arrangements with wheat more than 2 decades ago.
I was doing flower arrangements, but then I became a flower show judge. So that's supposed to give you a good eye for things. And I just thought, well, nobody's using wheat in their designs. And I started thinking, well, there has to be a way to make wheat work.
Bisnett uses 2 acres of wheat on her farm near Pendleton, Oregon, which she used to harvest by hand.
I was fortunate to find a machine that is used in Japan for harvesting rice. It's approximately the size of a rototiller that will bundle the wheat in small couple handful size and spit them out, and it made life so much easier.
She sells her arrangements online and has customers around the world.
The beauty of wheat is it's everlasting. People have arrangements that are 20 years old that look like they were made yesterday, whereas we know with flowers, that's not the case.
Details are at wheatdesignsbylindabiznet.com. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, just for variety's sake, as we are here to review the top 10 items that are discussable, and we use the world of talk radio as a metering point. But when you think about what people talk about and how these things are prolific through the world of social media, for example, in general, on Twitter this week, sports stories at number 10, specifically basketball and the NHL at number 9. Business stories abound this week with the markets and such. Number 7, what's new on the Internet. Number 6 on the list of top topics on Twitter this week, new films at the box office. Number 5, the Memorial Day holiday. Number 4, what's going on with your favorite celebrity. 3, what the new software is from Apple. New TV shows for the summer, number 2. And new music, number 1 on Twitter this week. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of, say it again, Doug. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The presidential race is number 1 behind the Cincinnati Zoo case. When I see Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump is 1 and 2 on the people list, you know where that's going. Anything new this week that's shaking the foundation of Trump and his juggernaut?
Well, Trump is having problems with the Trump University story. That's now all over the place. And
you think anybody really cares who supports Donald Trump? Look at all the things that have been thrown at him so far. People are going to make up their mind to vote for him or not because of this sort of thing.
I think that there's a tremendous body of people who are as vehemently against Trump as those who are for him.
Oh, I think you're right about that. I think there's a real divide. Yeah. And are those people strongly supportive of Hillary Clinton, or are they going to go down the path with William Weld and Gary Johnson? Would you do that? Would you vote for Gary Johnson as a libertarian with Bill Weld, who was an excellent governor, as you know, of Massachusetts?
Would I? I don't know. I don't announce who I'm for or who I vote for, but really? Would I? Yeah, I could.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're reasonable people.
They are. They're most reasonable ones running.
I think that the case with Hillary and Trump is a lot more clear cut than people are saying. Mm-hmm. If you do not like Trump, for a lot of reasons, why there are, would you agree there are a lot of reasons not to like Trump?
A lot of reasons to like him and not to like him.
Okay, so if the reasons that you don't like Trump are pressing in your mind,
yeah,
Hillary is an alternative. She's not another Trump.
Not for me.
She's problems of a different. She's problems of a different ilk.
She does.
But
yes.
They're not the same thing.
That's why it's exciting to see a more viable, at least in my mind. You know, you were not happy, or not happy. You were concerned about me because you thought I liked Trump. I was more reacting to what I don't like than what I do like. Mm-hmm. But what I do like, if you want to take the positive spin, is the energy that surrounds Bill Weld. I find him to be a very, very positive political.
You and I both lived in Massachusetts when he was governor.
Yep.
He was a good governor.
Superb governor. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. We've also lived
in
Massachusetts with Romney.
Yeah, and he was a good governor, too.
Wasn't bad.
He's a little off of the rocker now, but anyway. Yeah. All right, so there it is, the presidential race. Number one, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Pleasure, as usual, to have you here on The Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen at 50 minutes past the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are, and so we do, and I'm so happy to have my pal Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, wisely placed on the Good Day and Countdown programs to go through legal issues, et cetera, et cetera. We got at least three big ones this week. Plus, you wrote on your blog a warning. Steve runs a wonderful website called Scamicide, which is, as the title suggests, a way for you to look up, learn from maybe some of your mistakes or other people's mistakes. This hacking group, Anonymous, has been threatening world banks. Where do you see all of that going? I mean, there's hacks. Every time I bring up one of these things, because there's a different example almost every week, you wonder how vulnerable we are, and we don't really pay attention to it in the main. I don't think we do. I think the average, oh, yeah, that's what's happening over there, and they don't think it'll ever happen over here.
Well, it can happen over here, and it's a matter of, it's not as bad as you think, Doug. It's far worse. When, you know, Anonymous has made a general threat against world banks, but they haven't really done much with it. However, there have been particularly Eastern European and North Korean hacking groups that have hacked into international banks. They got $81 million from the Bank of Bangladesh, the third world banks, also in Ecuador. But there have been hacks of the Federal Reserve that we just became aware of. There have been hack attempts at our nuclear power plants and our power grid. Frankly, we've got to do a better job of getting our act together, because we are, as a country, in real jeopardy. The financial system, Wall Street's in jeopardy. This is serious stuff.
It's not comforting, no matter how you look at it. There's no comfort in any of this stuff.
Not really.
Let's go through the top stories this past week. Three items that jump out. The cause of Prince's death, the addiction to the this whatever
it's a painkiller.
Painkiller,
yeah.
Like a it's a heroin type thing.
But a legitimate this is
right.
A legitimate prescription drug.
Well,
as was
it's one of the discussions. Legitimate only because these companies make a lot of money and they pay taxes. But are they any different than a heroin dealer on the street corner? I don't think so. The opioids are everywhere.
And certainly there are a number of physicians. I just saw one on trial recently here in Massachusetts who was writing all kinds of unwarranted prescriptions. And, yeah, they are your drug dealers. And it's going to be very, very interesting to see, is this something where Prince himself maybe illegally obtained these drugs, or was he just given these drugs indiscriminately by a physician who may have the kind of same kind of liability that it turned out that Dr. Murray had in the death of Michael Jackson. So this isn't the end of the story by far. This is the beginning. And like you said, really it's a societal issue about the way we use painkillers in our in life today.
And the way the drug companies advertise, the way they work over. I mean, look at the people who are in Congress that get money from the drug companies. You see a lot of the same boards of directors on the drug companies and on the big food companies.
Yep.
The same people. So they get you sick, and then they go over and work on the drug side to supposedly make you better.
You know, it's interesting. You point out the advertising. Only two countries in the world, the United States and New Zealand, allow direct-to-customer advertising of prescription drugs. And what they do is they're the dealers who create a need for drugs that you don't need, and many of them are downright dangerous. So this is another real issue.
Number six this week on the countdown is that focus at UCLA. My daughter's a prof there. She was having class in a building away from where the murder-suicide took place. Legal, there's nothing. Everybody's dead, right? So who?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, when they went to the shooter's home, they found a death list, and there was a woman who had been killed in Minnesota that they're now attributing to him. Now, there doesn't seem to be any liability on the part of the school, but it just does seem, you know, that the issue of gun control, how he got these guns, the proliferation of guns in society is a real problem in the United States today.
Number three, the Cincinnati Gorilla case. There's legal stuff. I would think you could throw stuff against the wall and it would stick all the way around, even though everybody's running away from it because they don't want to charge anybody, although there's tremendous irresponsibility here all the way around, it looks like to me, anyway.
And it is all the way around. I'd like to know more about it, but it does seem that the enclosure was not protected from, frankly, the anticipatory stupidity of parents, and then parents seeing it, not really watching their kids. So there's plenty of blame to go around.
It is, I mean, it's asinine when you look at this, the way they've got the zoo constructed, how, you know, any kid that size could get through. I'm surprised somebody hadn't gotten through before, frankly. This looks like an accident waiting to happen. All right, the expertise from the legal mind of Professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor, law professor, and great lawyer here on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Stefan 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Stefan when you want. Bookmark the Doug Stefan 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.